If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Good morning, Paul. So do you guys think the Fed will definitely lower rates before the end of this year? Is that the thinking now?
Yeah, that's a definite maybe. And the reason for that is what's still happening within the banking sector, and it's giving rise to a lot of discussion around we're going to cut rates because we've put too much stress on the banking system, the financial system, commercial property, et cetera. I'm not sure that that's going to be the case, and the reason for it is inflation is still an issue. We'll get numbers Friday. The PCE indicator, which is the Fed's favorite inflation indicator, will give us an idea of what inflation picture looks like. And if the Fed really does need to continue to raise rates. Coming into this last meeting, they were going to go 50 basis points until the banking sector had its fallout.
And as far as the banking sector is concerned now, are we over the hump with that affecting the market?
I'm always a little nervous because we've seen one or two roaches, and there's always a lot more. And it may not be within the banking sector. It may be a different part of the economy, but we're seeing those cracks. We're seeing those stresses, and it's a direct result of a very quick rise in interest rates. So the next shoe might be commercial real estate, you know, certainly with people working from home as opposed to being in the office 5 days a week, there's not as much demand for office space. So what are we doing with all of that if we can't charge the rents for it, et cetera? So there are other issues, I think, that are out there yet that may not be recognized, that may come up yet, because we don't have the full impact of all the rate increases yet flowing through the economy.
So as far as the stock market outlook is concerned, are most financial advisors, such as yourself, talking up the tech stocks right now and then urging caution when it comes to the financials?
I'd almost be willing to go the other way.
And really?
The reason for it is, last year tech was at the bottom, and the value type stocks, the consumer staples, healthcare, financials, et cetera, did pretty well. We've seen what I would call a corrective measure, where we've seen now growth doing very well, value not so much. Our general thought is technology as a whole is still very expensive. You're still seeing layoffs being announced at a lot of those companies. Revenue growth is flattened out. Earnings growth has flattened out. Yet they sell for very high, historically high multiples. So we think that it's probably a 3 to 5 year where technology generally underperforms the rest of the market, but it's not going to be in a straight line. So it's going to be, a couple of steps forward, one step back, a couple of steps forward, one step back. So the first quarter has been very much a growth market, but I don't think it's something that's going to persist throughout the rest of this year.
I read about commodities and commodity prices, and I don't know that I understand all of that and how it affects everything. What's going on in that department?
Well, commodities is, oil. Think of anything in the farm belt. All of those are commodities, and they are pervasive in the economy in the fact that they're used for input for almost everything that we consume. So those prices have generally been coming down, and actually on a year-over-year basis are down 10 to 15% or so. We've started to see some of those declines now in the grocery store. We've noticed at the pump that the prices have moderated. So that is a benefit for inflation. That's a benefit, obviously, for the consumer. Are we back to where we were pre-pandemic? Not by a long shot. But we're moving in the right direction, and that's really what the inflation numbers reflect, is how are we doing month to month, year over year, and those numbers are coming down, not as fast, I think, as the Fed would like, but it's certainly, we're noticing it at the consumer level. So we're seeing those impacts, and that's where commodity prices are an important input to the overall economy.
Well, it would be great if prices at the pump steadily decline the rest of the year, and also at the grocery store, if prices keep going in a downward trend, do you think it'll be steady down?
I think it will generally be, you know, one of the parts that we talk about a lot is cattle prices. It takes a good 7 to 8, 9 years to get the cattle herds back, and they've been reduced significantly. So, but if you look at chickens or pork, the turnaround for that is much quicker. Egg prices have come down maybe 25% or so from their recent peak. So we're seeing that move in the right direction. And I think it'll continue as we start to quote unquote normalize. But this is a long term normalizing process, because we essentially turned the lights off for a period of, you know, 1 to 2 months and then flipped them back on again and expecting everything to go back to normal.
I mean, you notice I have the lights down low in the studio because I don't want to wake up the chickens I have back in my chicken coop, you know, because price of eggs still relatively high. So.
We got 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks to Easter, yes.
Yeah. Appreciate you keeping your voice low, too, so you don't wake them up. It's Paul Nolte. He's the Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvester. I'll let you go call the man from Orkin now to
eradicate him.
Keep that banking sector
exactly
under control. See you next week.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Paul.